This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Stem Cell World. We're about to speak with Dr. Phyllis Preciado, who's a member of the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, established by Proposition 71, and a member of that group's Site Selection Subcommittee. Welcome to Stem Cell World.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us what your current institutional affiliation is? You seem to be going back and forth a lot between Fresno, Sacramento, and San Francisco. Where do you work
these
days? NLA. Where do you work these days?
Well, these days I don't have a job.
Oh, okay.
I'm in transition. I just completed a fellowship at UCSF Fresno at the Latino Center for Medical Education and Research. My fellowship was a minority faculty fellowship program grant through HRSA. HRSA paid 50% and UCSF main campus paid the other 50%. I ended that, completed it January 31st, 2005. And I also was employed at a federally qualified health center site and was unexpectedly terminated December 28th, 2004. And so I am currently looking for a job.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to call in, I'll forward the calls. UCSF Fresno sounds a little bit like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. what exactly is that organization? What's its place in the structure?
UCSF Fresno is, if you can think about it, like a department of UCSF, main campus.
Okay.
It's an arm of the main campus. It has a residency program through the medical education program that is situated in Fresno. So there are there's internal medicine, family practice, pediatrics, surgery, psychiatry, just the main residency physician and training programs are situated in Fresno, but they're through UCSF.
Okay, that's a little clearer now. Who appointed you to the OC, and what role were you appointed to fill there, if you were appointed for some specific purpose?
Lieutenant Governor Bustamante appointed me, and my role is as a patient advocate in the area of type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so that's
and because I'm in the Central Valley,
right?
I'm Mexican American. And all of my work is around working with type 2 diabetes in underserved communities, particularly the Latino community, because we're being hit hard with that, increasing prevalence of type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so that's your specialty in the kind of what you're representing there.
I'm just an general internist,
right?
Not anything. Scientist or anything, but my focus as a general internist is chronic disease management, and I particularly am interested in diabetes.
Okay, we'll get back to that perhaps later, but let's focus on your role as a member of the Site Search Subcommittee. What's the charge of that committee? What's that committee supposed to be doing as part of the overall ICOC work?
Well, we've only had one meeting.
Right.
And we're in charge of looking at the feasibility, listening to different representatives from different areas in California interested in housing the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
Right. Now, that institute is now temporarily housed somewhere already?
In Berkeley. The offices are there.
Okay.
Berkeley.
And
they're temporary, though.
All right. And the function of this California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, or CIRM, is what? What role does it play in the structures established by Prop 71?
Well, it's going to be the institute to
right.
do the research that's necessary to find the cures in stem cell research.
Okay.
So it's gonna be important for it to be affiliated with a major university. It's going to be important that it is. Has the space and the facilities to encourage the research.
Okay, now how many people are going to be associated with it? Do you know? How many employees?
You know, I don't know that. I know that the staff, we're looking at about 50, just in terms of the administrative arm.
Right.
But in terms of the research components, we are in our infancy in terms of looking at the bigger picture. We just got started.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the last meeting, the first meeting, which I think was on January 25th of this year.
of the site search committee?
Correct.
Yes. That was at in San Francisco, I think, at the Genentech building.
Is that where you attended it?
Yes. Okay. I'm the only person from the Valley, so I sort of
we got many valleys here. We got the Silicon Valley, the San Fernando Valley, and the Central Valley. That's the valley you're from. Okay.
Yes. But I'm the only person from that valley.
Right.
I travel between, that's why I travel a lot.
Right.
Now that meeting was just in discussion about the criteria looking for a site.
Okay.
And the criteria initially suggested that the sites were going to be focused, you know, we had to have a major institute nearby and
right.
University, et cetera. But
where did these criteria come from to start with? Who drafted the initial draft of the criteria? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, but there was.
Yeah. So it may have been Bob Klein and the rest of the staff, and you know, Bob is in touch with people who know this arena.
Right.
It's not like he's doing this in isolation.
Right.
He is not.
So what were the criteria that were set out?
I don't have the paper in front of me, but
right.
It's online.
Right.
And the most important point about the criteria, from my perspective, is that initially it suggested that the three sites that we were going to look at were Southern California, Northern California, and San Diego.
Right.
Well, my input and my belief is that we should not limit a site search to those three areas. In fact, we should not limit at all.
Did you make that proposal in any form?
I made that point. So did Sherry Lansing.
Right.
And others, you know, it wasn't just me. But my point is, I'm coming from Fresno, I'm coming from the area, from the Central Valley. It's very important to not exclude those that are don't have a major institution, academic institution. And in fact, if we're going to look at a major academic institution, let's look at the fact that UC Merced is up and coming.
Right.
We can't exclude the fact that UC Merced, although in its infancy, may not have the specific requirements, they will have them in the future.
Okay.
And so we have an opportunity to bring something like CIRM to the Central Valley. Let's not ignore it.
Okay. Well, was it ignored or was it considered? Did you
no,
make any
we,
form, did you make
no,
a formal
the
proposal?
Criteria has changed. It's changed. Criteria no longer says Northern, Southern California, San Diego. All it says is you have to have, of course, American of Disabilities Act required. That's a requirement.
Right.
And then it has to be near a major academic institution. And those are really the if you go online, you'll be able to see the basic requirements. Other than that, everything else is open for discussion. The fact that we have a major airport, that shouldn't be a requirement. It should be discussed, but it shouldn't be a requirement.
Okay. Now, what do you know about what's scheduled to happen at the February 24th meeting?
That is, I don't have, again, I'm driving,
right.
So I don't have any of my paperwork in front of me. So February 24th, I have two meetings coming up, the presidential search
right.
and the site search committee.
Right, let's just talk about the
site
search. The site
search committee.
Right.
So my
that's a week from today, I guess, next Thursday.
Yes, and again, I've been gone for 2 days, I don't have anything in front of me.
Right.
But my concept of it is that we're going to continue discussion on potential sites, and people have been submitting proposals for bids to have their site at their location, so we will be reviewing them.
Do you know anything, and can you say anything about which locations have submitted proposals?
No, I can't say anything, and I don't know anything.
Okay, and that was according to the new criteria that were decided at the January 22nd meeting that allowed any place in California to submit its proposal?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what the timetable is for the consideration by the site search subcommittee of those proposals and when it's going to make a recommendation to whomever it's going to make a recommendation to?
It's going to be rather soon. I don't have specifics. I think we decided on 2.5 weeks. Not very much time. But, again, these are minutes, and they're all online.
Has the deadline for the submission of proposals passed?
I don't think so.
There was some discussion at that meeting of putting the Institute in cyberspace and not putting it in any one particular place. What's your view on that?
I don't think we're there yet. It's a wonderful concept, and I think we're going to get there in the future, but I don't think the CIRM, I don't think cyberspace is ready for something like CIRM, and I don't think CIRM is ready for cyberspace.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, we have to protect, there's a lot of rights that we have to protect, and the most important one is the patient's right. And so there. My understanding of it is that it is, you know, certainly it can be a potential solution, but we have been authorized to really move forward rather quickly, looking at stem cell research and the potential for cures. I get calls from people who are desperate, you know, whose family members are dying because of some of the diseases that they're impacted with. So We have to move cautiously, but we can't move at a snail's pace. We have to really gather the experts that are out there, bring them to the table, and start moving.
Are you in a position to advocate for one particular location or another?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you allowed to advocate for one position or another, or do you need to be an impartial judge?
I will be an impartial judge. I don't... You know, I talk about UC Merced because UC Merced is, we can't ignore it. We can't ignore anybody.
Has UC Merced or other locations in the Central Valley submitted proposals that they be made the site?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I want to thank you for talking to us today.
Okay, and you're welcome.
And hopefully we'll be able to cover that meeting on the 24th and keep our listeners informed about what's happening, about where to put the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
Yes, and can I just say one thing?
You certainly can.
I really, really encourage the public to attend as many meetings as possible and to get their voices heard. It is, we are a member oversight committee. We can only do so much, but it's really the public's voice that needs to be heard. Anybody can come to those ICOC meetings. Anybody.
Okay. Well, I'll put a link to the agenda for that on the page with this interview as well. And thank you for urging people to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.